Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
This afternoon, security posts at the residence of Electoral Commission Chairperson Jean Mensa remains abandoned almost a week after officers who manned the post were withdrawn. News broke about the withdrawal of the security detail. It is unclear whether this has anything to do with top NDC officials, including Chairman Isidro Nketi's call for the EC boss and her two deputies to be sacked. Today, my colleague James Avedi visited her residence and will show you or tell you what was captured. But first, listen to Interior Minister Mohammed Muntaka insisting the chairperson's military detail had been replaced with police officers.
We agree that we were no longer going to use military to provide what was civilian protection. So it job was withdrawn and replaced with the police. So if you ask her, she will tell you she has a bodyguard. She has police manning her gate both day and night. And therefore, it is never true if anybody says that her security has been withdrawn. What we do generally is to provide security around every neighborhood. But VVIPs, like the chair of the, Electoral Commission, she has a boy for personal bodyguard. Her gate is manned 24/7, just like the Chief Justice, just like the Speaker of Parliament, and all others. And that we are doing. And I'm sure you can call her and find out, and she can confirm that, no, she has both her and her deputies, her office is protected.
Well, this morning, my colleague James Avedi has been there and the security post remains abandoned.
We are currently here at the Dade Street in Laboni, in Osu, where the security details which you used to provide security for chairperson of the EC have been withdrawn in the last few days. We can report the police are yet to return to their duty post here. You see there the tent which used to house them temporarily in the course of the day and shield them from the rays of the sun as well as rainfall is empty. Just a while ago, we saw a civilian come to park a bicycle and chained it to one of the poles of the tent there and walked away. You see the police barricade, one of which has the inscription "Stop Police Checkpoint," is standing on the road. There is another one which has fallen and resting on the ground. It doesn't look like anyone has been here in the last couple of days. From the Dade Street here in Laboni also, we can't confirm that there are no securities at these two security checkpoints as at this morning, Monday morning, and even last week when we came here to check on this here in Osu in Accra. I am James Savage reporting for Joy News.
Well, police is mounting barricades at Yoko's headquarters ahead of the minority and NPP's anticipated march to the premises to demand the release of former Bafflestock boss Abdul Wahab Hassan. He's been in Yoko's custody for more than 10 days over his alleged involvement in financial crimes during his tenure at the Bafflestock. And we'll talk to Michael Liga who is there to give us more details of that. When we reach him, we'll get updates on that. Now, academic work at KNUST is under pressure till GH strike begins to bite, disrupting mid-semester exams. Non-teaching staff, including cleaners, porters and security, have withdrawn their services over GTEC's refusal to recognize the union on university councils, leading to sanitation and administrative challenges on campus. Yes, KNUST Tail GH Chairman Charles Arthur insisting the strike will continue until their demands are met.
Strike, we gave two demands. One, he should withdraw the letter that he has sent to the various public universities to allow a minority group, Tail TUC, to go onto the council. And then two, we should go to the verification and count every university. They come to KNUST, they count us, we know that KNUST is still Ghana, then Tewu Ghana will lead in KNUST. You go to Legon, it's Tewu TUC, they will lead. You go, then that will bring, peace and harmony. If that is not done, then this strike, we have a long way to go. And it's likely this strike, if with nothing is done, it will affect the main examination, because the main examination, we are not going to allow it to happen that we have allowed mid-semester. Mid-semester has already been scheduled, and we think that we have to go. The main examination will not allow that. And whatever that they want to do, they can do it. If they want to kill us, we are prepared. Our members are here, they are prepared that they should kill all of us, then we leave. If we are not Ghanaians and they want to treat us the way they want to treat us, if we are coming from Niger, they should tell us that we are Nigerians, and therefore this is how they will treat the Niger people. But if we are Ghanaians, then we are saying that this strike, look, it will affect the main examination if nothing is done.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Well, let's get the very latest. My colleague Nana Bwachi Yadom has been following this and joins me on the line. Nana, how is the strike affecting the mid-semester examination on campus?
Well, Mamisi, as I speak to you, the midterm is ongoing, but then sanitation issues are really affecting the various examination halls and examination centers. The examination halls look very unkept. Some students that we've spoken to have complained about the sanitation situation in the areas that they are writing the examination. Security is also a major problem because they are also part of the non-teaching staff and forms part of the Tewu Ghana group. And so security has also become a major problem, which is all hindering the examination, which is currently ongoing.
So Nana, have we heard from leadership of the university? At least, are they considering halting the examination or going ahead with it?
Well, so far, the university have called the leadership of Tewu KNUST chapter for some negotiations and consideration. At least they should provide they should release some of their members to make sure that they clean the university campuses, if not the main campus, the examination centers, and also some areas that are very much important in this examination period.
All right, Nana Bwachi, thank you very much for that update. Well, Ghanaian students in the UK and US under the government scholarship scheme say they are stranded and facing the risk of academic dismissal and possible deportation. This follows the scholarship secretariat's failure to meet its financial obligations, despite several formal appeals from the leadership of the PhD student courts abroad. Government is yet to respond with a concrete solution or even an official comment. Some affected students have sharing their frustration with the supermonitor.
My tuition has not been paid for the past 18 months that I've been here. I've not received a penny from the government of Ghana, who brought us here on scholarship. We've not done anything wrong. We just come here to acquire knowledge to get back to the country and support the country's growth agenda. My university has logged me out of the university portal, and I cannot go to the library. I can't do anything as a PhD student, and I am going to be withdrawn by 11 July if nothing is done.
Currently, I've been withdrawn from my course, even though I'm the secretary of the PhD court. I'm studying at the University of Huddersfield, and then before, series of emails were issued to me just to get in touch with my authorities to see what they can do for me. So the problem is, even if the university emails the secretariat, no response. So before it got to this point, they issued the invoice in my name to pay, and then they issued me a letter from the debt collectors to chase me for it. But I told them I came to the school with a scholarship, so I have no money to pay us at this point. Before the withdrawal letter came, I was supposed to go for a sustainable ecological engineering design for society conference. But when the letter came, I was blocked out. But through my supervisor's ability, I managed to submit my paper and did my presentation online, which at the end of the day, I was won the best paper for the category of traditional sustainability with a certificate to that.
Anyway, there's some affected students abroad there sharing their frustration on the Super Morning Show earlier. Meanwhile, President of the Ghanaian PhD Student Court in the UK, Prince Bansah, is urging government to urgently resolve the ongoing challenges between the universities and the scholarship secretariat.
It is a very widespread situation that is affecting almost everyone that is being sponsored by the Ghana Scholarship Secretariat. And very funny enough, this scholarship scheme actually happened to fall under the office of the president in the past. And yet the debt fund and that of the GMPC, they don't seem to have that much of a difficulty like the way the Ghana Scholarship Secretariat, which is rather under the office of the president, seems to have. And so our plea is that we know that this is one of the liabilities that have been inherited by this current president. We know that this is not their creation, but the government is obviously in the continuum. We are pleading that the situation is fluid. It is extremely, extremely, very, very, very fluid, and something needs to be done as quickly as possible. The reset has to start with the Ghana Scholarship Secretariat. How do we do that? At least if you are owing students, you pay the students, and then you know that you don't have any debt for the student. As for the schools, you can always negotiate with them. The problem here, at the heart of the problem, is that there appears to be non-engagement and also the contradictions. Because if the registrar was here and met the schools, and yet the schools still proceed, and this situation continue to be cyclical, and the universities have realized that anytime they withdraw the students, the government had to pay something.
Well, let's go back to our earlier story where police is mounting barricades at the Yoko headquarters ahead of the minority and MPP's anticipated march to the premises to demand the release of former Bafflestock boss Abdul Wahab Hassan. And I have on the line Kenneth Jesse, who is there currently. Kenneth, what can you report?
Well, more police vehicles and more police officers are trooping in to offer security ahead of the anticipated march by the minority and then also supporters of the MPP. As we speak now, the minority is yet to arrive, but we've seen pockets of MPP supporters who are already here waiting for their leadership to take the next action. Wahab was detained on the 25th of June together with his wife. His wife has since been granted a 30 million Ghana cedis bail, but Wahab has been unable to meet his 60 million Ghana cedis bail. Now, just last week, on the 3rd of July, supporters of the MPP marched up here demanding for his release. They've accused Yoko of using his bail condition as a weapon against keeping him here. So we are anticipating a huge crowd here in solidarity with Wahab, who has been detained here for over 10 days now, and that this is likely to be a scene that we witnessed a few weeks ago when the Ashanti Regional Chairman of the MPP, Chairman Wutube, was detained here. The minority and members of the MPP marched up here to demand his release. Mamiyesi.
Right, Kenneth, thank you for that update. Now, some legal practitioners are urging the Ghana Bar Association to hold lawyers accountable for 20 hours of pro bono cases. This, they believe, will help address congestion in the country's prisons. Their call comes on the back of the Eastern Regional Prisons Board's expressing concern about the overcrowding at the Nsawam, a medium security prison built for about 700 inmates but currently holds thousands. Stephen Mensah takes us behind the walls where hope is running out in a clogged justice system, endless remand cases, and inmates without legal support.
At Nsawam Medium Security Prison, there is barely room to breathe. Built to hold 717 inmates, it now holds over 3,750, more than five times its capacity. The result? Overcrowding, poor living conditions, and a justice system grinding at a painful pace.
I'm a lawyer. I'm a lawyer for my first time, but he's not attending to me.
Meet Leonard. He's been on remand for 8 years. No trial, no conviction, and no idea when or if justice would ever be served.
My CID just presented me only 3 times at court. Like, my last court that I went was last year, 13th June 2024. Till now, no court, no anything.
Leona's story is not unique. It reflects a widespread problem. hundreds of inmates are stuck in limbo. Representation is a luxury. Eastern Regional Commander of Prisons, DDP Patrick Thomas Siedu, says the facility is at a breaking point.
Yeah, hitherto those who are condemned cells, when they serve 10 years, and they are always qualified for the grant of presidential amnesty. So over some period of time now, it has not happened. So now you know that we are overstretching the capacity of the facility. It is a challenge feeding, because they are being fed on 180 pesos a day, and then this has persisted over a decade.
Until reforms come and justice finds its way behind these walls, the crisis would only deepen. Stephen Manson's report for Joy News.
Well, some voluntary lawyers have committed to taking up cases. Let's hear from public defender, member of the Greater Accra Bar, Rita Kunkunti Ali, who is working with her colleagues to possibly appeal about 200 cases at Insawam Prison.
For the remand prisoners, so far we have quite a number of the volunteer lawyers who have joined. So at least I think if each of us takes one or two, I'm sure we'll be good to go. So I'm thinking that each of us should do that. So we're going to sit down as a committee, as a group, and assess all these cases and then take it from there.
She spoke on the law on Sunday. We can also hear from the founder of Fair Justice Initiative, Femi Asante, who wants the Ghana Bar Association to hold lawyers accountable for 20 hours of pro bono cases. Well, we'll bring you that sound much later. But Amnesty International Ghana, which fully supports this move, is also asking the president to begin compiling his amnesty list as soon as possible, as it's long overdue. Genevieve Pattington is director of Amnesty International Ghana.
The amnesty.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo, let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility, to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
International is very concerned about the community servicing bill. This is one particular bill. It hasn't entirely been drafted, but it's being spearheaded by the Ministry of Interior, and that can help with decongestion, because what will happen is that now those on remand for petty offenses like stealing of a gold or stealing of a small amount of money, they can do community work instead of going to the prison system. Now, another thing we've been appealing to the president of Ghana for is to issue pardons. Last year, we were expecting some pardons to go through with the former president. I'm not sure this was done. So we have written a new appeal to the new president, President John Mahama, to start the pardon process so that it can ease the congestion issue in prison. So we would like to officially appeal to the president of Ghana to please prepare a pardon list. Aside from that, those on death row, which are specifically in the Insawam prison, we are also appealing that their sentences be commuted to life imprisonment. It will move them from the condemned block, or at least have them have access to the main prison area and other services that normally persons on death row do not have access to.
Let's listen now to founder of Fair Justice Initiative, Femi Asante, who wants the Ghana Bar Association to hold lawyers accountable for pro bono hours.
I think that is important, that as lawyers, we commit certain hours to pro bono work, you know, because the society doesn't operate in a vacuum or only for paying clients. There are also those who can't afford. Mm. There are also those who don't have a lawyer friend.
Yeah.
There are also those who are intimidated by the whole process.
Mm.
So if, as a community of lawyers, we decide that whether the firms or individuals or before you're called to the bar, you're required to complete a certain number of pro bono hours, I think it will change the narrative around how the marginalized see the legal process or even hiring lawyers.
You're still listening to the Midday News here on Joy 99.7 FM. We'll take a break when we return. The Ghana Meteorological Agency says Ghanaians should expect unusually cold and chilly mornings and nights until the end of August, a condition that could pose health risks, especially for people with weak. Welcome back to the Midday News. We do sports now with Achu Tamakla. Achu, it's been a while.
It's been a while, and as it has been for the Black Queens of Ghana, who are making a return to the African Women's Cup of Nations. Mm. They missed the last edition, which coincidentally was won by South Africa, who they faced later today. Familiar foes. The Queens have won the last two games against South Africa, and head coach of the team, Kim Lassie-Okegren, says they've got the quality to excel.
For me, it's like very clear. If you are a coach in this level, pressure can't exist. You need to like the situation. You can be a little bit nervous, but you have to control what you can control. It's especially for me as a coach that I need to show my players that they can trust me in difficult situations, and I think they do. And as a team, of course, we know that we are a little bit of an underdog or a dark horse. We are not one of the biggest favorites that people are talking about. But I know that we have the quality in this group to beat all of the teams in this tournament.
Head coach of the Black Queens. There's going to be live commentary of that game on Joy 99.7 FM. Kickoff is at 4 p.m.
Thank you so much, Achu. Well, let's head to Parliament now. The minority on the Energy Committee is raising concerns about the Eban Akuma oil and gas discovery. And Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Kwekwa Santi joins me with the latest. Kwekwa, what are they concerned about?
Well, according to the Deputy Ranking Member on the Energy Committee, these are oil finds that were actually done under the erstwhile President Akufo-Addo administration. They are concerned that the government, in announcing the oil find, did not acknowledge the role that a past government plays in it, and says the government is simply trying to play a fast one on Ghanaians and claim credit for something they have no knowledge about.
Kwekwa, thank you very much. We'll bring you updates on that in subsequent bulletins. Well, the farming community of Nipa Hiamwa is appealing for help to save its only basic school from collapse. Built by villagers nearly 30 years ago, the structure is now held up by wooden pegs and closes whenever it rains. Anas Abid reports.
Along the Techiman Kintampo Highway lies the farming community of Nipa Hiamwa. Its future embodied in its only school, the Nipa Hiamwa Basic School, built by the community themselves back in the year 1994 with the hope for their children's future. 30 years on, that hope is crumbling. What you see here isn't just an old building. It is a structure being held together by sheer will and these wooden pegs, a desperate measure to stop it from falling down on the pupils inside. Aduyao Da Costa is the headmaster of the school.
We have a lot of challenges in the school. As we can see from the footage, we have challenge of office, we have challenge of school building.
Faced with neglect and lack of immediate help, the community isn't just waiting. Teachers and pupils are literally taking matters into their own hands. We met them upon our arrival, hauling sand to try and shore up a section of the classroom floor that's given away, a stopgap measure for a crisis needing a permanent solution. The resilience of Nipa Hiamwa's teachers and pupils carrying sand to save their own classrooms is both inspiring and deeply troubling. This school, built on community hope 3 decades ago, is now a symbol of neglect. The pegs holding it up won't last forever. The people here have an appeal to authorities and philanthropists.
From Nipa Nyamwa, here in the Bonus region, my name is Anasabdi, reporting for Joy News.
Oh, have you noticed that usually cold mornings and chilly nights lately? If you haven't, here's what's happening. The Ghana Meteorological Agency says Ghanaians should brace for persistent colder than usual weather conditions, especially during the early mornings and at night. And this will continue until the end of August. Joining me is senior forecaster at GMED, Joshua Asamoah, to give us more insight into this. Mr. Asamoah, we're grateful for your time on the Midday News. How does this aphelion phenomenon differ from other seasonal changes? Is it even dangerous?
Well, thank you. And a very good afternoon to everyone listening as well. Well, it's not that particularly dangerous. It's something that we see every year. It's part of the